Obituary.
Shan Tianfeng. Tradition's Voice. Shan Tianfeng, China's favourite storyteller, died on September 11th, aged 84.
What struck Shan Tianfeng most as he walked into the studio for his first radio broadcast at the end of the 1970s was the lack of things. No brightly painted screen to set the scene for his ping shu or storytelling. No block of wood on the table to make the audience pay attention or to scare them stiff. No folded fan to snap open for a surprise, simper behind or whip through the air as a sword. A traditional storyteller needed only those three props. Still, he could manage. With the side of his left hand, he could bang emphatically. And with his voice alone, he could evoke the creaking wing beats of a flying bird, the pealing descending glugs of a man taking poison, or the power of an adversary, the corners of his eyes and brows showing a thousand streams of killing aura. The thing he missed most was an audience. He was used to the teeming tea houses of northeast China, packed with old folks smoking in bamboo chairs and children running round. Here there were only two sound guys in headphones. He remembered, though, that for his first official performance in an Anshan tea house in 1956, when he was 23 and faint with nerves, he had tried his routine on a few colleagues first. A few were as good as a crowd. So he told the three heroes and five gallants to the sound guys, improvising and with lots of slang as usual, watching closely to see where they laughed and where they dozed off. That broadcast, he later found out, was heard by 100 million people. It brought him such fame that by the end of a 60-year career, he had performed more than 12,000 episodes of more than 100 stories on 500 TV and radio stations. He had filled stadiums. His hoarse, smoky voice, cloud covering the moon, as the saying went, was listened to everywhere, by farmers in fields, workers commuting, and especially by taxi drivers to while the traffic away. Wherever a well has water, people tuned in to him.